Welcome to Dinosaur George Kids, a show for anyone who loves dinosaurs. Dinosaur George has studied paleontology for over 50 years and has performed live to over 4 million students across the world. So sit back and enjoy today's show. Now, here's Dinosaur George.
Hey there, future paleontologists. I'm Dinosaur George. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you all are dancing to this music. I'm dancing. Are you dancing? Put your hands in the air. Come on, let's dance. We're supposed to be learning, but we're dancing. If your mom and dad are there, tell them they better be dancing too. All right, this is a part for dad. Come on, dad, dance. Come on, do it, dad. Moms, would you please show them how it's done? Hey, everybody. I hope you all are doing well. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in Texas today. The weather has been absolutely amazing. This is what is known as spring break for almost all Texas schools, where public and most private schools as well. Spring break is kind of exactly that. It's a break for spring, and the weather has been really nice. Now, I'm spending spring break doing something unusual. I am speaking every day from, well, let me get my calendar and I'll tell you exactly what days. I'm speaking every day. I started on the 9th. This is March 2024. I started on the 9th and I will speak every day at the San Antonio Zoo at 11 o'clock through the 17th of this month. So the entire week of spring break, I am doing a talk out at the San Antonio Zoo at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, once a day. And my talk is on prehistoric mammals. They have an Ice Age exhibit out there with the big robotic animals, and they've got some really good pieces. I've enjoyed going out there and looking at them. So if you happen to hear this podcast and you are in or around San Antonio, Texas, and you're enjoying spring break, I hope you'll come to the San Antonio Zoo. Stop by and say hello to me and tell me that you listen to the podcast, and I will give you a shout out. And while you're there, the zoo is beautiful. It is an amazingly beautiful zoo. And I hope you stop by there, no matter, even if you're not here this particular week, I hope you will stop by and enjoy the San Antonio Zoo. And I hope you'll come out and listen to me speak on prehistoric mammals. All right. Some shout outs real quick and then some really exciting news. I have a traveling dinosaur museum. We traveled elementary schools pretty much, and we've mostly focused in Texas. And while I was on the road, I met Sky, who I met at Rolling Meadows in San Antonio, Texas. Sky is a podcast listener, and I wanted to say thank you so much for being a listener, Sky, and I hope you enjoyed our visit. When we were at Spradley Elementary in Frisco, Texas, I met Dean, who wants to be a paleontologist. Dean, I know you're going to be a paleontologist. I could see the excitement in your face when we talked, and I know you love dinosaurs, and so good for you. I am so glad that I'm so glad that I got a chance to meet you. Now, with my traveling museum, I, of course, have my museum and store out at Trader's Village in San Antonio, Texas, and that's only open on the weekends from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Now, unfortunately, I don't get to be out there as much as I wish I could because I'm doing so many other things. But I wanted to say this. Spino Sam and his brother Benjamin Rex came by Trader's Village. I wasn't there, unfortunately, but they came by to say hi. I am so sorry, Samuel and Ben. I'm sorry that I wasn't there to meet you guys, but thank you for stopping by. I also met with the Traveling Museum as I met Bronson, who's from Georgetown, Texas. He got a membership to join the Patriot Club for his birthday. And so Bronson, like I said, lives in Georgetown, Texas. Welcome to the Patreon Club. I hope you enjoy being a member. Arlo Raptor and Isaiah Raptor from Colorado Springs stopped by the museum, and I got a chance to talk with them, and I hope you guys liked the museum. It's so great. And then also, let's see, there was Emery, Elisa, and Eliana. I think that was it. Emery, Elisa, and Eliana, I think, all came to the store out at Trader's Village. I hope you guys enjoyed the store, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out and say thank you so much for coming out there. For any of you that want to stop out there, my exhibit there, I've got some really big pieces. I've got a Spinosaurus skull, Giganotosaurus skull, and Tyrannosaurus rex skull there. And there's not many places you can go see all three of those species together. So if you want to see three of the big five, that's you can come by there and see them. I'm going to ultimately, I hope to be able to add Mapposaurus and Carcharodontosaurus, and then I'll have the five of the big five. But right now, if you want to see three of them, come out there and visit sometime, and I know you'll really enjoy it. And the store is really cool as well. Now for some very exciting news. Finally, we're adding things back onto our website to be able to start to sell again. And right now, there's only one item on there, but I am very proud to announce that my dinosaur encyclopedia, the big books of prehistoric creatures, is now available through my website. My website is dinosaurgeorge.com, one word, dinosaurgeorge.com. And I am one of the authors of this book. I wrote a couple of books for this company, and they combined those with a couple of other books and turned it into this big encyclopedia. It's a neat book. It is hardback. We only offer it in hardback. And so if you would like to go on and buy it, I hope you do. But I want to say this. We learned something. Now, we ship worldwide. So if you want this encyclopedia, we'll ship it anywhere in the world. And I think it's got, about 187 pages. So it's not a small book. It's a good hardback book. It's a good book with beautiful images, really cool images. But what we found is when people overseas are placing the order, the freight is incredibly high. And it didn't make any sense to us. So we ran a test and we found out that it appears to nearly, in some places, almost double the freight. So let me tell you what we are doing. When we get an overseas order for this book, when we get an overseas order and we see that high freight, we will actually calculate the real freight cost, the actual cost. And if there is a difference, we will credit your card for the difference so that you are not paying those ridiculous prices. Now, it can be very expensive to ship anything worldwide, so it doesn't mean that the shipping is cheap. But the difference is this one particular person, they placed an order, and I think the shipping through our website said $60. But when I rang it up and ran it through our actual shipping program, it was $30. So we credited their credit card $30. Because you're not going to have to pay extra just because of a mistake. So we have our administrators looking at the website, trying to figure out what's going on. So for any of you that decide you want to buy my encyclopedia, if you see really high shipping costs, we can do a couple of things. You can place the order, and we will credit you the difference, or if it's not enough, if the shipping is still too much, we'll contact you. If you don't want to pay the shipping, then we'll just cancel the order and your card won't be charged. So I want you all to know that I know that there's a mistake. There's a problem there, and we are trying to take care of it. Now, by the way, if you purchase this book between now and March 17th, 2024, I will autograph every book that's sold. So I'm going to sign every single book that's sold that we mail out. So if you'd like to, go to our website, dinosaurgeorge.com. Click on the catalog link at the top. and you'll only see one item in the catalog. But we are going to be adding more things. So just wanted to let you all know we're going to be adding a bunch of stuff. All right. This is podcast number 99. We are slowly closing in on podcast number 100. That's pretty exciting. So for now, let's learn about our feature creature for episode number 99.
It's time for our feature creature segment. If you would like to suggest a creature, go to the Dinosaur George Kids podcast page at dinosaurgeorge.com or post your suggestion on the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group page. Now, here is your feature creature.
I mentioned I have a traveling museum, and one of the skulls that I have in it is from this giant bird called Pelagornis. Now, some people pronounce it Pelagornis, but I pronounce it Pelagornis. It is an amazing bird. It may well be the largest flying bird that ever existed. Now, for some of you that are really young, I want you to remember, pterosaurs, oftentimes people call them pterodactyls, they are not birds. So when I tell you the size of this bird, some of you might say, wait a minute. I think Quetzalcoatlus is bigger. Yes, Quetzalcoatlus was, but Quetzalcoatlus is a flying reptile, not a bird. So Pelagornis is a bird with a wingspan. Now, what the word wingspan means is from tip of one wing to the tip of the other when their arms are spread and they're flying. It's about 6.1 meters. That's 20 feet across. That is a really large bird. That's way bigger than the condor of today. Today, the largest flying bird is a condor. This bird is much bigger than that. It's an amazing animal. Now, it lived during the Cenozoic era. That is, it lived about 25 to 2 million years ago, from the late Oligocene all the way to the early Pleistocene epochs. Now, you know, somebody asked me once, wait a minute. They lived from 25 to 2 million years ago? How did they do that? Well, that doesn't mean that one animal lived that long. That means that they were around between those times. So from 25 to 2 million years ago, from 25 million to 2 million years ago, these animals were around for 23 million years. That's an incredible amount of time. So they were a pretty successful bird. They lived probably along the ocean. So they're big shorebirds. Some people say they resemble an albatross, if you've ever seen an albatross. But these birds are actually related to pelicans and storks. So if you've ever seen a stork or a pelican, this bird is actually more closely related to them. And it's gigantic. So it's probably a bird that acts a lot like an albatross. It probably flies tremendous amounts of distance without flapping. That's the thing about having wings that big. You hold your wings out to the side and you do something called riding thermals. What that is heat goes up. And so what happens is heat from the ground rises up. And these birds can feel that heat rising up, and that helps them glide. It keeps them up in the air, sort of like what heat does to a hot air balloon. A hot air balloon stays up in the air because of the heat, causing it to rise. Well, birds, gliding birds, also use heat that rises up. And that means that they can fly for a very, very long time without flapping their wings, which means they don't get tired. See, if you flap your wings the whole time, you're going to get tired. But if you are a glider and you're relying on the wind or the thermals to keep you up, you don't have to use a lot of that energy. Now, because they lived along the ocean, they're probably relying more on the winds, because in most cases, the wind is associated with the ocean, because the waves, the constant movement of the ocean causes movement in the atmosphere, and that can help cause wind. That's why it's almost always windy when you're at the beach. the windows almost always blows on the beach, and that's because of the movement of the air, because there's heat rising and heat coming down and the ocean movement and all those things combine to create wind. And so it's probably relying just on the wind. It doesn't necessarily have to be hot wind. But these things are huge. These are big, big birds. Now, they have been found in the United States, Chile, France, Morocco, and New Zealand. And you might say, how exactly could they have lived in all those places? Well, I gave you the answer just a minute ago. If you were paying attention, what did I say about gliding? You can travel a long distance without using any energy. These birds might have even slept while they were flying, while they were gliding. They could sleep up there. Well, because they have a big wingspan, that means that they can stay in the air much longer because the winds and the updrafts keep them, those big wings help them stay up in the air. These birds don't weigh a lot. They're big birds, 20 feet big, but their bones are hollow, so they're not heavy. And so they have the ability to fly from the United States to Chile to France to Morocco and then to New Zealand. They can fly all those places. But here's the thing that is the most amazing thing about Pelagornis. Its name is spelled P-E-L-A-G-O-R-N-I-S. The thing that's so amazing about Pelagornis is its mouth, its beak. Because when you look at this thing, it looks like it's got the craziest set of teeth you've ever seen. Birds are dinosaurs. Pelagornis looks like it's got a mouthful of carnivore teeth. But here's the thing that's amazing. It does not have any teeth. But you might be saying, but Dinosaur George, you just said there were teeth. Well, let me finish, kid. Let me finish before you point out the error that I made. And by the way, I never make a mistake ever. Ever in my life have I ever made a mistake. Okay, maybe once. Okay, so then if it doesn't have teeth, why did I say it looks like it's got a mouthful of teeth? Well, it's because its jaws have sharp, pointy spikes on them. They are shaped like teeth. They're used like teeth. But they're not teeth. It's bone. I want you all to try to go look up this animal, Pelagornis. I want you to see if you can. As soon as you Google or do a search on Pelagornis, you're going to see and you're going to look at it and go, okay, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Those aren't teeth? No, they're not. They are sharp, pointy parts of its jaw. See, if you take your hands and feel your lower jaw, bone in there, are you touching your jaw? You should be touching your jaw. Everybody better be touching their jaw. I'm not telling you to do this for my own benefit, kids. I'm trying to teach you something. So please, would you put your hands on your jaw? Thank you. Now, we have actual teeth that are in our jaw. But imagine if your teeth were gone. Ooh, that'd be a lot of tooth fairy money. I like where this is going. Imagine if your teeth are gone, but your jaw bone your jaw bone would be the actual sharp part. That's what's so crazy. That's what's so crazy about this is its jaw bone was sharp, not its actual teeth. How crazy is that? You're supposed to be going, that's really crazy. Yeah, you got that right. It is crazy. So it's got sharp jawbone, but no teeth. That's crazy, man. So that's one of the things I really love about this bird. Not only was it because it was so big, but also because it's got that really crazy shape, that really unusual jaw section that I just think is absolutely amazing. All right. By the way, for those of you that are interested in getting my dinosaur encyclopedia, let me tell you this. If you are a Raptor Club member from our Patreon club, if you are a Raptor member and you order this book, you want to make sure to key in your special discount code. Now, for all Raptor members, we sent a message to you through Patreon giving you that code number. And you enter that code number and you get 8% off of the price. If you are a T-Rex member, your code number gets you 15% off of the price. So you get 15% off of the price of this book, and you'll, of course, get 15% off of the price of everything that we start to add to our thing. So speaking of Patreon Club, if you'd like to join the Patreon Club, take a listen to this.
Become a member of the Dinosaur George Patreon Club and join the fun. We offer different club levels, each with their own set of benefits. Private lessons, new discoveries, behind-the-scene access, and much more are all part of being a club member. Visit DinosaurGeorge.com and sign up today.
All right, I'm going to jump over to the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group. Now, one of the benefits of the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group page is this is totally free. I know a lot of you tell me that you want to join the Patreon Club, but you're not able to. Well, you have to remember something. Your parents have, and your guardians, your family, have so many things to pay for that you don't think about. And it's hard for them to do everything. Like, you know, some of them might take you to a zoo or to a museum. And when they do that, they have to buy gas. They have to buy food. They have to have clothes for you to wear. So when you go to your parents and if they are not able to get you to be part of the Patreon Club, that doesn't mean you don't get to participate, because you can ask them if they would be interested to going to the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group and following us there. And if they, and if you can't do that, it still doesn't matter. You can listen to the podcast. I am probably going to start filming my podcast and putting them on YouTube so that if you want to watch the podcast, you can do that. Now, it's going to be kind of boring because it's just going to be me sitting there with a microphone. Of course, I have such a beautiful face. That would be better. You'd be like, my gosh, that guy is so handsome. Look at his long hair. Okay, I don't have any hair. But you might say, look at his amazing, handsome face. Okay, I don't have a handsome face. But you might say, look at, I don't know, look at his ears. Yeah, thank you for seeing my ears. Those are the only good things about me. So I'm probably going to start filming. So you can participate with me no matter what. That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm going to jump over here real quick to the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook page, and let's just go down it and see what we got. Now, first of all, for those of you, if you do join, the first thing you'll probably see is the promotion for the book. And so you'll be able to see that. Now, Jude and Theo from Chicago posted pictures where they were at Jurassic Quest, and they wanted to send me a picture. Thank you, boys, for posting that picture. I love that. That looks really cool. I hope that's a good, I hope you're having fun. And then Hugo went to the American Museum of Natural History and found T-Rex and my favorite dinosaur, Allosaurus. Thank you, Hugo, for remembering my favorite. I love those pictures. That is so cool. Arlo Raptor drew a really cool picture of a who would win. It's Allosaurus versus Ankylosaurus. Oh, man. You know what? In this episode, I'm not going to do any Who Would Wins, but you know what I'm going to do right now? Just for you, Mr. Arlo Raptor?
Who would win? What if two different prehistoric creatures fought? Who would win?
Well, I'm going to cut that short. So who would win between Allosaurus and Ankylosaurus? Well, obviously, Allosaurus is my favorite dinosaur. But I'm going to have to say, I hate to say this, but its jaws are not going to get through the body armor. It's not going to get through the body armor. And one hit from that tail club, that fight is over. Oh, that breaks my heart. I hate when Allosaurus doesn't get to win, but I have to be realistic about these things. Okay, Anton Allosaurus is having a great day at the, where is this? The Berg Lichtenberg? Berg Lichtenberg, which is a museum in Geoskop. Did I pronounce that properly? That looks like a beautiful museum, you guys. I love that. I like your Pikachu, by the way. That animal behind you, I think, is a Permian reptile, if I remember correctly. I don't remember its name. I think that's who that is. But anyway, great pictures, buddy, and I really love that a lot. Here's somebody found a fossil in Okinawa. That's very good. Hey, that's very good. This is from the Lee family. I love that. That's a great fossil. That's a really good-looking fossil. That's so cool. Oh, this is so cool. I've got a raptor driving a monster truck on the water. That's great. I love that video, man. You know what? Let me see if I can turn up the sound. Let me see what this is happening.
Okay, babe, let's go for a drive. I'm riding the monster truck around the lake. Whee!
I love that. I love that. That is so cool. Thank you for posting. That's really cool. Okay, Leucosaurus Rex, age 9, posted a Spinosaurus from his Jurassic World game. Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. That's really, really cool. So I'm wondering, did you build this? Did you make this in your, looks like you have a Jurassic World, and I guess you're building animals, I'm guessing? Boy, that Spinosaurus is nice, though. That's really, really good. Really, really good. So many neat things. Jessica Raptor, age 8, from the United Kingdom, is dressed as Owen from Jurassic World with baby blue. Hey, that's great. That's for World Book Day. What a great image. Nice job, Jessica Raptor. I'm very proud of you. That's very, very good. That is awesome. To the Franklin family, Ariel, thank you very much. I appreciate your input. We had asked people if they felt that we should make these podcasts shorter. And Ariel was nice enough to say that she prefers them the length that they are. They usually run about an hour. And I just worry about, is that too long? But thank you, Ariel. That's very, very kind of you for taking time out. I appreciate you very, very much. Thank you. Okay, what do we got here? This is from Kieran. Hi, Dinosaur George. This is an Allosaurus, baby Styraco, and me, meaning Dinosaur George, with a time machine. If you look closely, there's another dino you might know. See you later. So I have been sent back in time. Oh, no. No! Now I see the extra dinosaur in the background. It's Cha-Cha-Cha Raptor. Why did you put that in there? Kid, I'm getting back in my time machine and I'm getting out of there. What kind of a kid puts that horrible animal in a picture with me? I love the bright colors you used. I don't love that you put Cha-Cha-Cha Raptor in there, but I love this. This is great. Thank you very much. That is so cool. Thank you very much. I like that a lot. Let's see, Noble, 6-year-old Noble. Okay, hang on a second. I'm gonna start this because this is interesting now. 6-year-old Noble was inspired to write, direct, and help film a short film he titled Dinosaur Catastrophe. Let's take a short listen to what he did.
Whew, that was a long day at work.
Looks like Dad just got home. Oh, no.
What to eat?
Dad's looking in the kitchen.
Hungry.
He's in the refrigerator. Oh no! There's a dinosaur in there with you!
Okay, I'm... What the... Yeah, he's in the kitchen!
Okay!
Noble is there to take care of it. His little brother's there, too. He's got a... Is that a piece of meat?
Tortilla chips.
Oh, it's a tortilla chip!
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. It's a Giganotosaurus. Dad is hiding behind the door. And he got him out! He got him out! That was incredible. Nicely done. That was amazing. Very, very proud of you. Dad, congratulations to you for supporting your kids. I'm very proud of you, Dad. That's a great job, buddy. That was amazing. All right, Parkinsaurus Rex has a motorcycle that ran over a T-Rex and a Spinosaurus. So somebody was riding a motorcycle. It looks like a little dragon. Ooh, no, that's a Dilophosaurus. Did the Dilophosaurus ride the motorcycle? Because whatever the case is, Parkinsaurus Rex, don't be next. Don't let that thing run over you. That's so cool. He also drew a really cool T-Rex at school. That's very, very nice. All right, Henry Raptor. Did a sleepover in the Natural History Museum in London. That's got to be exciting. That you are literally sleeping among dinosaurs. That is so cool. That is absolutely the coolest thing. Oh, that is so cool. That is such a great thing. Thank you very much. Now, Charlotte turned 6 not too long ago, and she drew a picture of Spinosaurus. Now, for those of you that listened to my last podcast, I said how I thought Spinosaurus's sail might be black. And so I asked anyone listening if they would like to draw a picture and post it on the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group page. And that's exactly what Charlotte did. Happy birthday to you, Charlotte. Happy birthday to you. Now, that was 5 days ago, so it was a little over a week ago. But happy birthday to you, Charlotte, for turning 60 years old. And what? Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Charlotte turned 66 years old. What? Oh. Charlotte turned 600 years. Okay, Charlotte, you're not 600 years old. Oh, I don't have my glasses on. Oh, there it is. Charlotte turned 6. Happy birthday, honey. And I love that Spinosaurus. That's really, really neat. Let's see. Somebody posted on, does anybody know what episode the December birthdays were? I was running late on those. It was on podcast number 96. I am so very sorry. It took me forever to do that. That just was terrible. By the way, each month we do a Dinosaur of the Month that's voted on by our Patreon Club members. And this month is Allosaurus. How cool is that? My favorite dinosaur made. Now, I did not go in and change the rules, but I should have. But that is so cool. That is just so neat. Let's see. The Krogan family. We are driving from Las Vegas to Zion National Park in March. Are there any dinosaur museums or things along the way? There is a bunch in Utah. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at a lot of people who are posting information as to where to go, which is something I really like a lot about this, is everybody interacts with each other. Everybody's kind. Everybody's courteous. And we work very hard to make sure that there's no spam or inappropriate things on here. Lucy, who's 6 years old and lives in Devon, England, posted some really cool, well, a beautiful drawing of a Carnotaurus and then another one. This is great. And I like that you made its leg long after listening to episode 24. Thank you, Lucy. I'm proud of you. That's very, very good. Let's see. The DeVoe family said, hey, El Stinko, who would win? Archaeopteryx and Quetzalcoatlus versus El Stinko, me, and Cha-Cha-Cha Raptor. Bye, El Stinko. Well, Iguana Anastodon, so glad. What did you call me? What did you call me? Did you call me El Stinko? Did you just call me El Stinko? No one knows the identity of El Stinko. Stronger than Superman, better looking than Wonder Woman, greener than the Hulk. I am not El Stinko, and stop calling me El Stinko, because that's not who I am. So, who would win then? Archaeopteryx, Quetzalcoatlus, or me, El Stinko? Or the person called El Stinko? Well, Archaeopteryx isn't going to last very long because it's pretty small. Quetzalcoatlus is gigantic. But I mean, El Stinko has stink bombs under his arms. And when he raises his arm, the smell comes out and nothing can take it. Except for Cha-Cha-Cha Raptor. Yeah, that rotten thing is immune to the stink bombs. So yeah, that raptor wins. I cannot believe it. I can't believe it. this is kind of nice. Here's a picture of the Naus family cooking dinner. And Deirdre, what looks like she was helping. You guys made a whole scene out of that. You've got dinosaur nuggets. You're making an entire scene. This is great. And they were listening to the podcast while they were eating. That looks good. I'm coming over to have lunch with you guys. And they just want to say thanks for the podcast, and you are 100% El Stinko. Well, listen, Naus family, I hope that you got... What did you say to me? What was that last line? Thank you for the podcast, and you're 100% El Stinko. I'm not El Stinko! What is with you kids and this El Stinko person you keep talking about? Seriously! I can't believe it. All right, hey, one of our new members, and Kylo Milo was conducting his own Who Would Win between Carcharodontosaurus and Titanoboa. Oh, and the winner is Carcharodontosaurus. All right, I'm going to play you just a little bit. This is for you, and Kylo Milo.
Who would win? What if two different prehistoric creatures fought?
Like Carcharodontosaurus and Titanoboa.
T-Rex versus a giant wolf?
Or Carcharodontosaurus and Titanoboa. Who would win? Well, and Milo has chosen. It's Carcharodontosaurus. I love that. Good job. Let's see. What do we got here? This is from the Hawks family. Hi, Dinosaur George. I drew a Myosaur protecting her eggs from a carnivore, the Truodon, just like you asked in episode 31. I love your podcast. Thank you very, very, very much. I am so glad that you do. And I love your drawing. I love your drawings. Here's the coolest thing about the podcast. You can go back and listen to all of them, right? Well, as of this one, there's 99 that you can listen to. And each one's almost an hour. So that's 99 hours of podcast that you are welcome to listen to. And in a lot of those podcasts, I ask the listeners who would like to participate, I ask them to do different projects. And so this project was from episode 31, and I really like this a lot, and I love those colors. I always love seeing really cool colors. I just think they are so cool. All right, Bebopasaurus made a flip-a-rama of Dinosaur George using a special ray to use his stink bombs. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. That's great. All right, let's see. Enzosaurus, who's a Raptor Club member, drew a Spinosaurus. Hey, this is nice. Spinosaurus, Dilophosaurus, baby Stegosaurus tail, baby T-Rex tail, and baby Triceratops. This is so cool. And you gave that Spino a dark-colored sail. Said, thank you so much. Goodbye, Georgie Pants. Okay, that's another thing. I'm not little Georgie Pants, and I'm not El Stinko. You kids have got to stop making up these names for me. I'm not little Georgie Pants, and I'm not El Stinko. And I'm not little El Stinko Pants either, which is a new name. Oh, great. Now I'm going to be called El Stinko Pants. No, that's not good. All right, that is so cool. Well, anyway, I just wanted to jump in there real quick and just take a look at some of these things. There's so many great things happening on there. I love this, the Hawks. But Frankie, 10 years old, did an amazing picture. Ian wanted to know, do I think Sorafeganax could beat a Titanoboa? That's a great question, Ian. That's a great question. Yeah, I think it probably could. Chiraptor wanted to ask, if bird-sized dinosaurs existed, why didn't bird-sized dinosaurs survive, but actual birds did? Thanks, El Stinko. Well, listen, Chiraptor, the reason why I think... What did that kid just call me? Not again. What is with you kids? Okay, here's the deal. That's a great question, Chiraptor. That's a brilliant question. Birds are dinosaurs. Birds evolved from raptor dinosaurs. At the end of the age of dinosaurs, birds, the birds we see, and the raptor dinosaurs are living together at the same time. Why then did the birds make it, but the raptor dinosaurs didn't? How come one group made it, but the other didn't, when they are from the same family? It probably had to do, in my opinion, with maybe something internal, meaning their organs. Maybe birds had bigger lungs. And when the atmosphere was poisoned and the world got really, really hot, maybe those bigger lungs allowed it to just barely get by when the other ones couldn't make it. Maybe there wasn't a lot of oxygen to breathe, and maybe some of these dinosaurs are dying because they simply can't get enough oxygen. And maybe the birds survived because their lungs were bigger and they were able to get what little oxygen existed. Now, you guys have to understand, when I make statements like these, I don't have any research to verify this. I'm just telling you my opinion. And when, as you grow up and you guys become paleontologists, and I say guys, and remember, I use the word guys all the time. I'm talking about everybody. I'm not talking about men or boys. I say guys. I include everyone. I'm from a generation where we use the word guys to address everybody. I could see a group of girls that I went to high school with and says, what are you guys? And I'd say, what are you guys doing? And so when you all grow up, and if you become paleontologist or you become a scientist, you're going to find that a lot of things you do are going to be based on a guess by you looking at whatever evidence you can. And there's nothing wrong with making a guess in science as long as you've got some sort of facts to base it off of. You don't get to just guess wildly at stuff. Like if somebody said, what color were dinosaurs? And I said, green with pink polka dots. And you might say, well, wait a minute. Why would you think that? Well, if I don't have a good answer, then that was just a guess. And that's not the same thing. In science, a science guess is called a hypothesis. So a hypothesis is something that is a guess that is made using evidence to help support it. So my guess about birds surviving and the terrestrial dinosaurs not, my guess is it's probably something to do with the internal part. It's not where they lived, because dinosaurs died all over the world. It's not their size, because there were dinosaurs smaller than some of the birds that survived. It's not that they could fly, because pterosaurs could fly. They couldn't fly away to a different place and survive. So when you take away all of those things, you're kind of left with, well, then what was it? And in my opinion, it is something to do with how they are made inside of their body. Maybe their hearts were able to adapt better. Maybe their lungs were bigger. Maybe there's who knows what the answer is. But that's a very, very good question. All right, listen, for this particular podcast, I don't have a chance to do any Who Would Wins or any Ask Dinosaur Georges. The next podcast is going to be Podcast 100. And that one is kind of a special podcast. It's going to have some interesting stuff. Remember, if any of you would like to buy my new encyclopedia, go to my website, dinosaurgeorge.com. If you would like to join one of our clubs and order it, then you can go and you will see your code private code. You can't share that with anybody because we verify when somebody orders it. We verify the address with the person that has the membership. So you don't share that with anybody. But anyway, I hope you would consider becoming a Patreon Club member. I hope you'll follow us on Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group page. For everyone out there, I hope you all are doing well. If you are in or around San Antonio, Texas, during spring break 2024, please come by the San Antonio Zoo. And I will be there speaking at 11 o'clock. And I'll be talking about prehistoric mammals. Until next time, everybody, be kind to your friends. Be kind to your family. Tell your parents you love them. Tell your grannies and your uncles and your aunts and your brothers and sisters that you love them. And tell your teachers that you love them, too. Until next time, everybody, I'm Dinosaur George, and I am out of here.
Thank you for listening to Dinosaur George Kids. Join the Dinosaur George Kids Facebook group, become a member of our Patreon club, and check out our website store for cool fossils, rocks, and crystals. Visit dinosaurgeorge.com for details. Until next time, keep digging for knowledge.